From the early years of performing in her hometown of Saskatchewan and then Toronto folk scenes, Joni Mitchell made her way to the famed California neighborhood of Laurel Canyon. In the heady days of the early 70s singer-songwriter scene, she was hanging out with other songwriters like Leonard Cohen, Graham Nash, Judy Collins, and Joan Baez. By her third album release, Ladies of the Canyon, in 1970, she prominently featured the world and jazz artist Paul Horn. With 1972's For the Roses, she included jazz saxophonist Tom Scott and multi-instrumentalist Wilton Felder on bass. When For the Roses was added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry, it was written that the record was Mitchell's first overt foray into jazz.
Do you want to contact somebody first? I mean, what does it really matter? You're gonna come now.
Later, she would be known for collaborations, tours, and recordings with Pat Metheny, Jaco Pastorius, Joe Sample, Larry Carlton, Bud Shank, Alex Acuna, Herbie Hancock, and Peter Erskine. Joni Mitchell's work with legendary saxophonist Wayne Shorter needs a little bit more attention as a strong working relationship. The first album that featured Shorter was Mitchell's Don Juan's Reckless Daughter in 1977. Shorter then appeared on every one of the next 9 Joni Mitchell albums. The album Mingus was the album that brought her love of jazz to the forefront. The recording from 1979 was a collaboration between Joni Mitchell and one of the most original composers and bass players in jazz, Charles Mingus. There were 3 songs on Mingus written by Mingus for Joni Mitchell. Mingus ended up being Charles Mingus's last recording, but not as the featured bassist on the album. Jaco Pastorius was featured on that instrument, but his voice is featured on 5 short spoken word tracks.
I never had it too hard, you know. All my life, you know, just everything I touched turned to gold. I'm not rich, but you know, I've always had some dollars in my pockets.
Herbie Hancock's River, the Joni Letters, may be her most well-known collaboration. The Hancock album was released in 2007 and featured Joni Mitchell compositions performed by various vocalists, including Joni Mitchell.
Who is Real's rival and Nancy Dread? The able-bodied have shipped away. Burl McKee gets her tea leaves red. You'll be married in a month, they say.
It won Herbie Hancock 2 Grammy Awards. River won the 2008 Album of the Year Grammy and Best Contemporary Jazz Album, making it only the 2nd time in Grammy history that a jazz album won both awards. Had Joni Mitchell been writing in today's social commentary environment, her laments about love and love lost would have likely created deep speculation concerning the focus of that heartbreak. High-profile relationships with Graham Nash, James Taylor, Leonard Cohen, and others are well documented. As for Cohen, it is said he was the inspiration for her song, A Case of You.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star, and I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar.
The impact of her writing style, vocal phrasing, and unique role as a strong woman singer-songwriter have made her a unique and original artist. A 1973 New York Times article sums up her voice, both literally and figuratively. Never does Mitchell voice a thought or feeling commonly. She's a songwriter and a singer of genius who can't help but make us all feel we are not alone. For KNKX and Jazz 24, I'm Carol Handley.